The Iraqi forces have besieged Daesh terrorists in the historic Mosul district and are slowly wresting territories back from them. But there are over 100,000 civilians being used by the terrorists as the last line of defense against the advancing armies. Recently, the Iraqi military dropped leaflets over Mosul warning people to stay indoors, but have also opened safe passageways for them.
We were imprisoned in our homes. We were not allowed to leave. And only when the army launched the offensive did we manage to escape through the windows. Our days under Daesh were humiliating. We had nothing to eat or drink. They starved us and beat us.
Although some people were able to flee to safety through these passageways, not everyone was that lucky.
My brother and his 14-year-old daughter tried to escape because they were starving. Daesh caught them and killed them. We lost everything under Daesh. 3 years of killing and hurting people for no reason. They're criminals. They wanted to kill my boys for trivial things, like not growing a beard, smoking or dressing.
But the majority of the residents still in Daesh-held areas were prisoners in their own homes.
My father and brother were killed in a Daesh attack near our house. The rest of us were stuck inside the house. For 10 days we couldn't leave, food was running out and we had no water. We were living in fear. When the Rapid Force Unit advanced into our area, we were able to escape.
The military operation by the Iraqi forces to eradicate Daesh terrorists from Iraq has reached a pivotal stage. And while they are doing all they can to ensure the safety of the civilians, Daesh will likely find new ways to harm those still under its control. These passageways were opened by the Iraqi forces to allow residents to flee the fighting in Mosul. While many people managed to escape, this hasn't stopped Daesh terrorists from targeting fleeing civilians. Ali Mousawi, Press TV, Mosul.